Tuesday, July 28th, began with work on the mail, and then coffee with Governor and Mrs. Carville, and Governor and Miss Hughes, and their daughter Phyllis, our other two governors, the Breathitts and the Marsons, had caught 7 o'clock planes, and that was above and beyond the call of duty for me. I enjoyed having them all here, and I do think it was special for them. At noon in my retreat, the Queen's sitting room, I had lunch with Secretary Udall and Liz to discuss reviving my trip to Montana, Wyoming, Utah. The Secretary says there's a recently completed dam ready to be dedicated, which is unnatural for my interest. If I had to put something on our tombstone, I think I'd put, "We built some dams." And then I'd like very much to see the national parks and how a family in a station wagon can spend an inexpensive vacation seeing some of the most magnificent scenery in America. The Secretary is a sort of a fresh breeze in political life. Inventive, delightful. I'd never really known him until recently, and I'd like to know him better. Later, I had a special White House tour for the Texans who had come up for the state dinner and some others, and tea hour afterward in the Yellow Room. Jug Danforth, my friend from university days, and her husband and three sons, Billy and Mary Love Bailey, Ruth and Byron Skelton, the Gerald Manns, the Loonies from the Valley, a tall young man named Pat Fallon, who is the grandchild of Bess Beeman, and friends of Bill Moyer's from the Baptist Seminary, the Naylors, with pictures all around, refreshments, an intimate 30 minutes of visiting, and a quick trip through the Lincoln Room and so forth. Tonight was the return engagement, the Malagasy reception for us at the Mayflower. How I do wish I could tell the diplomatic corps that it means so much more if it's their own embassy. Native food, local color, the exotic costumes of their homeland. This was push, push, push through masses of humanity, which never seemed to bother the ebullient President Sirinata. Finally, a chance to sit down at a table in the end of the room, hear that Mrs. Sirinata had gone to the Red Cross, shown them how they diapered a baby in her home country, and learned some of their techniques. Then back for more work for Lyndon, but a fairly early dinner hour, a little past 9. But one of the most important parts of the day with me was a long talk with Linda, who seriously, earnestly wants us to get to know Dave better. I want her to taste the cream of life and fall in love a dozen times before she marries anyone. I shall try to talk to Dave more and bring him out and see what I think about him. I owe it to her to try, if I want to preserve that relation I cherish so much with her. But not dependence on her part. I do not want that, pleasant as it might be to two loving parents. Meanwhile, Lucy, my independent little soul, was up on Capitol Hill with Senator Humphrey at a Young Citizens for Johnson rally in the old Senate office building, going her own way and doing rather well at it.